Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Mem Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Zayin and Medalas, at the beginning of a new Perek, Perek Nigmar Din. Nigmar Din, which seen Loisoi Leseikloi, with Beis Askila, Hayachutz, the Beis Din, Shneemar, Hoytis Mekalel, and Lechutz Lemachane. The Mishnah says that after the final verdict, if he was sentenced to be stoned, he's taken out to be stoned. The place of stoning was outside of Beis Din, as it says in the Pasuk, take out the one who cursed to outside of the machane and kill him over there. Be'echad oimed al pesach beistin v'asidorim bi'odoi v'asus v'ochoik m'menu v'dei she'yroi'eu oma echad yeshu lamed al schus aloi menef v'asidorim v'asus v'atzma midoi. Pliny stands at the door of beistin holding a flag. A horse and a rider is far away, but close enough to see if he will wave the flag. If someone has a reason for schus, Pliny waves the flag and another person and the horse raced to stop the defendant to return to be judged again. Afilu hu amar yesh li lamed al smichus, machzin loisoi v'afilu arbo v'chamisha pa'amim uvavad she'ei mamash v'av. Even if the defendant himself gives a reason for schus, we return to Beis Din even 4 or 5 times on condition that there is substance to his words. And the Gemara says, Masnisen oiku Rebbe oiku Rabbonon be'er shel nochrim. Our Mishnah is like Rebbe or like Rabbonon in a city of Gentiles. Tani b'sharecha, Rebbe Yoimi b'sharecha, b'shar, shenimsu boi. Abayis says that Rebbe explains the word b'sharecha as referring to the gates where they were found, meaning serving idolatry over there. Ata'im ekacho eina ela shar shenadunu boi. How do you say so? Perhaps it's talking about the gate where they were judged. Ne'ma kam b'sharecha v'nim la'alon, ki imsa b'kir b'cha e'echad sharecha, ma sharecha amu la'alon, shar hanimsa boi, as sharecha amu kan, shar shenimsu boi. The answer is said over here, b'sharecha, and it says later, ki, you might say, b'kir b'cha, when it will be found amongst you in one of your gates. Just like sharecha said there is referring to the gate where they were found, also here, sharecha refers to the gate where they were found. Rabbanon amri, b'sharecha, b'shar shenidayim boi. And Rabbanon say that word b'sharecha means the gate where he was judged. Ata imekacho ina ela shar b'shar shenimsa boi. Why do you say that? Perhaps it means the gate in which he was found. Ne'ma kam b'sharecha v'nim la'alon, but say isa ishahu, or isa ishahi el sharecha. Ma sharecha mo la'alon, shah shenidayim boi, af sharecha mo kan, shah shenidayim boi. The answer is, it says here b'sharecha, and it says later, and you will take out the man or the woman to el sharecha, to your gates. But just like sharecha said below is the gate where he was judged, so sharecha said here is the gate where he was judged. Amar Rav Yochanan Metchila, Ben Yesh Mamash Bedvarov, Ben Lav, Shomen Loi, Mikam Veilech Yesh Mamash Bedvarov, Shomen Loi, Ben Lav, Ein Shomen Loi. Initially, whether or not his words had substance, we listen to him and return him to be judged again. After this, though, if his words had substance, we listen to him. If not, we don't listen to him. Ami Vehushi Yesh Bedvarov, Achroinim Mamash. Amish says that we return him only if there's substance to his words. This refers to his latter words, meaning the first 2 times we return him in any case. Chizki Ashal, Hawe Shahaya Yetzil, Hawe Gunishtatik, Kain Anu Oimim, Ha Lenishtatik, Hayel Lamed, Alas Moschus. Chizki asked the question, if one was going out to be killed and he became a mute, do we say that had he not become mute, he would have found a reason to acquit himself? Shom Rabbi Yochanan, Uma Ha Shalta Bechamma. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is a donkey's question, means surely he didn't say anything. So we're not concerned. Surely my Rebbe Chizkiah wouldn't ask this. Elakini, Arishahaya Yetzil Ahoeg, Umayeshid Lamed Alasmi Tchus, Nishtatek, Kain, Anu Oimim, Ailu Nishtatek, Ailu Lamed Alasmi Tchus. Rather, it's talking about if one was going out to be killed and said, I have a reason for Tchus for myself, and then he became mute, do we say that had he not become mute, he would have given the reason to acquit himself? Ama ha Amira, Rabbi Yochanan said, and this is a proper question. And we come now to the next Mishnah. In Matsulay Zchus, Patru, Vemlav, Yetzel Isakel, Vakuz Yetzel Afanav, Ishplaini, Bemplaini, Yetzel Isakel, Ashava Aveir Plainis, Uplaini, Uplaini Adov, Vachomishi Yodea Lois Chus, Yovai, Vyamad. The Mishnah says if they find Zchus for him, they exempt him immediately. If not, he's taken to be stoned. They announce in front of him, Reuven Ben Shimon is being taken to be killed for this transgression. Plaini and Ammoni are the witnesses. If anyone knows Zchus, come and give it. The Gemara says, Tani, Shura Yetzel Yisakel, Venimsu Eidav Zemim, Virchon Amak Lakidim Boy, Zocha, Veshok Yishomer, Hefka Toos, Hu. If an ox was being taken to be stoned and its witnesses were found to be false witnesses, Rabbi Yochanan says that whoever is first to acquire it, he merits it. It became hefkoin at the time of the final verdict because the owner despaired from having it. Rishaki says it's a mistaken hefka, and therefore it still belongs to the owner. If a slave was being taken to be stoned, and witnesses were found to be false, Rabbi Yochanan says that he acquired himself. Rishaki says it's a mistaken hefka, he is still the slave of his master. And the next Mishnah says, Rochik mebeis haskila esa amois oimim loy hisvade, shekein derech kol ha-mumsim mezvadim, shekol ha-mezvade yishlechei loylem habo. When he was 10 amos from the place of the skila, the beis haskila, they would tell him to confess. Everyone killed by beis din confesses, because everyone who confesses has a share in the world to come. Shekein matzine ba'achan, she'amu loy Yoshua, v'ni simna kved Hashem, la'Hashem, elikei Yisol, v'sein loy toida, Vagid Nali Maasisa Aptachenimeni, Vayan Achan Es Yeshua Vayeme Amana Anechi Chatasi LaHashem Elikei Yisol Vakazoisa Kazoisa Sisi. We find this where Rabbi Yeshua told Achan, my son, give honor to Hashem and give admission and tell over to me what you did. Do not be afraid for me. And Achan answered Yeshua and he said, yes, I have sinned to Hashem, the God of Yisrael, and I did such and such. But minayin shenis kapeloi v'yiduov shenemar v'yem Yeshua ma'achaltonu ya'akocha Hashem hayem hazeh ata ocho ve'ein ata ocho la'osid lave. What's the source of this atonement for him? It says in Pasuk Chofei in Yeshua Zayin, and Yeshua said, why have you troubled us? Hashem shall trouble you this day. And we learn from there, this day you are sullied, but not in the world to come. If he doesn't know how to confess, we tell him to say, this should atone for all my sins. If he knows that he was framed, he should say, this should atone for all my sins, except for this that I'm being killed for, because I'm innocent and I have no need for atonement. The Chacham said, if so, everyone will say this to clear his name. And the Gemara says, at Moitzeh, Shekashemal Achan Becherem, Hischel Yeshua Mephias Lepnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ayim Rebbein Shaloylam, Hoidiyeni, Mi Zeh Ha'ish, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eini Mepharsem, Kolberia, V'leoid, Ela, Nimseisi, Oime, Loshen Hora, Ela, Leich Vehemed, Esisrael, Leshvatov, We find that when Achan sinned, Yeshua began to appease Hashem and said, Master of the world, inform me who is the man who took from the spoils of your Ichoy. Hashem said, I will not publicize explicitly the sin of any creation. Further, I would speak Lashon Hara without need. Rather, stand up Yisrael according to their Shvatim and cast lots on them, and I will single him out. Hadu dechsiv, v'yashkem Yeshua b'boike, v'yakuvis Yisrael, v'shvatov, V'yelaked Achan ben Karmi ben Zerach lemate Yehuda. This is why it says, and the Yerushalmi combines the two psukim, it's Yeshua Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tev Zayin, and Pasuk Yudches. It says in Yeshua, got up early in the morning and brought Yisrael near by their tribes. And then it says in Pasuk Yudches halfway through, and Achan, the son of Karmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerach, of the tribe of Yehuda, was taken. Achan said, you trapped me through a lottery. The only kosher people in this generation are you and Pinchas from the Dor Midbar, because only those two merited to enter Eretz Yisrael. Cast lots on the two of you, and one of you will be caught. V'loyoid ela lemoshe rabcha leis midemuch ela tlasin oy mem yoimin. And furthermore, Moshe, your Rebbe, died only 30 or 40 days ago. Didn't Moshe, our Rebbe, teach? According to two Edim, a person will be put to death. You've already forgotten his teachings, and you're beginning to make a mistake. Yoshua At that time, Yeshua saw that with Ruach HaKodesh that he will be dividing the lands in Eretz-Yisrael through a lottery, as it says in Yeshua Perek Ches Pasuk Yud, and Yeshua cast lots. He said, if I don't refute Achan's charge from now, we scandalize lotteries. Further, if the lottery is sustained now, all of Yisrael will say, for capital cases it was sustained, and all the more so for monetary cases. And if the lottery is negated now, all of Yisrael will say, in the first lottery, which was capital cases, it was negated, and all the more so for future lotteries, even if they are in monetary cases. At that time, Yeshua began to appease Achan. He made him swear with Elikei Yisrael and told him, my son, give honor to Hashem Elikei Yisrael. Vayan Achan es Yeshua vayeme amana mau amana kushta anoichi hatasi l'Hashem Elikei Yisrael. And it says, and Achan responded to Yeshua and said, amana. And the Gemara asked, what does Amana mean? In truth, I sinned to Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Amalei, ma ana bai minach chada bat amas li ta'oti. Achan said, v'kazoisa kazoisa sisi, I did this sin and that sin. Yeshua asked him, I asked you to confess for one avira, and you told me two. Amalei, ani hu, shema'alti becherem midyon v'cherem yirichoi. Achan said, I was the one who took from the spoils of Midyan and the spoils of Yirichoi as well. Tanchuma said he trespassed and took from four spoils he wasn't allowed to take, the cherem of the Kanani Melech Avad, the cherem of Sichon and Oig, the cherem of Midyan, and the cherem of Yerichai.